now tuned in to the Pod Gods Network.
And make sure you head on over to podgodsnetwork.com and check out all 11.5 million shows we have available for your free consumption. They're all free, they're all funny, and they're all fucking Pod Gods. Go check them out. Podgodsnetwork.com, 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 podgodsnetwork.com.
You are now listening to Bloody Under the Influence, where my dad and his buddies get drunk and talk smack. Talk smack.
Talk smack.
Hey, I'm the life of the party. Hey, look what I started. Hey, how you doing? What's up? Yeah, now everybody raise your cups and sing. Sobriety, 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 sobriety. Man, I never wanna grow up. Sobriety sucks.
Yes, sobriety sucks. Welcome to Blogging Under the Influence, episode 80 motherfucking 9. My name is Mick.
J Dub.
Dr. J.
Dr. J, he's a new one-time cast member in town for some unfortunate events, but I'll digress. Hey, we did that Sean Stone interview last time. How about that shit? How'd that go?
That was fun. I didn't say much, but I just sat back and listened, and it was great.
J-Dub observed,
yeah.
Just in awe. Couldn't get a word in edgewise.
No, that was difficult to do with Tyson and, yeah, Sean, both big talkers, so.
Yeah, I learned, I guess, a lot more than I anticipated to learn.
Yes.
From talking to a person of that caliber.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a fucking major celebrity. We're not trying to kid anybody or ourselves about that fact, but... Tyson and I, anyway, we're pretty big into the conspiracy stuff, so
yeah,
you know, we're giddy like two little schoolgirls when the interview is over. It's like, oh my god, he really was just that shit.
Yeah, the fact that he's so well educated too.
Oh yeah,
Princeton
I mean, grad, man. He's awesome. No dummy.
It was fun to hear from him.
Yeah, I still can't wrap my head around the fact that he stated that there's 56 or 58 species of aliens,
yeah,
already on the planet. Which, you know, believe that or don't believe that. How do you come up with that fucking number?
Yeah.
Something so specific. You know, which we didn't get into a lot of details there. It wasn't his information. It was somebody that works at the Pentagon or somebody, one of his friends or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, some anonymous dipper or friend he has. Right.
I guess Dr. J could come over here from his homeland and say, well, there's 72 species of aliens, and
yeah, I mean,
we could believe it, but, you know, you thought just when we were talking off the air, you thought maybe he was full of shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's somebody that's trying to wrap their head around complex problems that, you know... As far as I am concerned on the conspiracies and stuff, it's not that I don't believe them. I just think it's more how people try to make some kind of sense out of really complex problems that may or may not have all the answers at their disposal to really tell one way or another.
Even stated on the show that we live in a society now that, you know, we could set up a fucking orange stand and sell oranges to people. And the news could come by and show us selling oranges and put it on the news, and someone would attach a conspiracy to that.
Can we make it a banana stand?
A banana stand? Sure.
You haven't watched Arrested Development. Maybe
no,
some of our fans have. They would know.
Oh, okay.
There's always money in the banana stand.
Okay.
Don't know what I'm saying.
No, I don't get that. I don't get that at all. Sorry. But my point is... You know, the diehard conspiracy theorist could make a conspiracy theory out of anything. So, and there's always going to be naysayers. But the fact of the matter is, we live in a society with a government that is uber secretive about stuff. And we can't deny that. You know, the Manhattan Project was a fucking conspiracy theory before it happened.
Yeah,
we blew up two complete fucking cities with that.
That's a fact.
So... that was a conspiracy theory that was later uncovered to be a fact. So who's to say that, you know, some of the things that he was speaking on or has spoke on in the past, because that's what we really had him on the show on, was or for, was to talk about some of the stuff that they had covered in his television show. You know, who's to say those things don't exist? Obviously, they're him and Jesse Ventura and them are firm believers in that. We all take it as entertainment, though, but some of it's just not entertainment. Some of it's pretty fucking scary. But speaking of that, is Jesse Ventura running for president 2016? Anybody seen that?
I hadn't seen it.
Technically, anybody could run for president.
Yeah.
Or I'd get very far. I mean,
yeah.
Or whether he's using it as a PR move, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, what do you explain with, like, the show's non-existent now.
Yeah.
They didn't air the last show that was on. They wouldn't let them air it.
Yeah.
It was for TSA is what it was covering, and Jesse had already, in his private life, had some issues with the TSA.
Yeah.
And it got shelved, and they didn't renew the contract, so that show's over. So they're on to different things now, and all I know is on the Facebook page, because I follow him on Facebook or whatever, his tagline says, Jesse Ventura 2016.
I mean, anything's possible. I mean, if we're talking about like a legitimate run or something to be embraced by the public, those are two totally different things. I mean,
but he was a governor.
He's already got a political career, yeah.
I mean, he's got enough of a fan base. I mean, I think it's possible that it's only a matter of time until we get one of those in for president.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, with, who was it, John Stewart and Colbert... I mean, they kind of make a big joke about it, but
right.
I think the public is very quickly becoming kind of disenfranchised and kind of so kind of upset about the whole thing that they'd almost want to try to throw something like that into the mix just to see what the hell happened. I mean, because some of the people we got in there, they're really kind of a joke anyway, so... Yep. Why not give somebody else a shot? I mean, I don't know for president. I think he'd probably have a better run at Senate or something like that. Kind of have a little bit more of a check and balance thing.
And I don't know that that's not the case. He may be running for Senate or Congress or something of that nature. I don't know. But hell, that's 4 fucking years away.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he'd be running in 2014 if he was running for one of those, right?
Yeah.
It says 2016.
Depends what state he's, if he's still a Minnesota resident or what. I mean,
right.
He could move, theoretically, he could move somewhere and establish residency. And,
right.
You know, I don't know what the probably each state has its own terms and limits on that kind of thing, but theoretically, he could do that.
Yeah. And if he don't get his way in one of his meetings, he just beats motherfuckers up.
Yeah.
Or scares the shit out of them like he did David Icke. Fucking sucker. Well, we had a pretty eventful week. Almost got hit by a meteor.
Yeah.
17,000 fucking miles away. How far away is the moon?
Farther than 17,000 miles. Yeah, farther. So are a lot of our satellites. So.
Right. So, whew, that was a near miss.
I think it actually came inside the perimeter of some of the satellites. You call it route or
their orbit.
Their orbit around Earth. It came inside some of those. So
wow, I guess I didn't realize the satellites were that far out. I thought, you know, being somebody that doesn't know shit about that, I figured they were just floating like just outside the atmosphere or something. I didn't realize they were that far out.
It depends on what kind of satellite it is.
Right.
You know, if the farther out it is, it means that different stuff can't bounce up quite as far as quickly, but the same point they got, when it does bounce, it's got a lot more curvature of the Earth and stuff to cover more distance.
Got to have room to triangulate.
Pretty much.
That makes sense. Okay.
Says the moon
like
is...
a photo satellite or Google Earth or something like that might need to be closer. Or,
yeah.
You know.
The moon is more than 250,000 miles away. And that
holy shit.
Asteroid was...
We almost fucking died.
Yeah. Well, that one guy that dove from space was 28 miles versus 17,000.
Did you watch that? Close.
Yes. That was
intense. I watched
it
live. Me and my son sat right here and watched it live because it got canceled and rescheduled and canceled and rescheduled. It happened to be a Sunday afternoon, and I'm like,
let's watch.
We're talking about it at work all week. I'm like, I'm going to check it out. So I Googled it and I found it. That motherfucker is crazy.
Yeah,
I think
like my stomach dropped out when he jumped out of that thing. I can tell he didn't even want to do it.
Well, it was
like that last moment.
Moving. I kind of think our generation needs more people like that, because I mean, there was a time where people did incredibly crazy stuff,
right?
But you know, if you think about it, if they're looking for a way to get people safely back from a near miss on a shuttle disaster or something like that. They're going to kind of need to have the data, the raw data, to figure out what actually does happen. I mean, you have to send a monkey up in space before you send a human and baby steps to get the raw data to see, you know, because no matter how much the physics and stuff of the matter are, somebody wants to see something pretty close to human before they just wing it. Because you could have all the facts in the world, but there may be one little thing out there that you're not taking into consideration.
But what situation would require someone to jump from the edge of space? Maybe, like, I see what you're saying.
Maybe an escape pod from the International Space Station can... I mean, because they can't really... There's a certain level of the atmosphere that they can't jump through because they'll totally burn up in, like, a second.
Right.
But maybe an escape pod could get them close enough in order to get them to maybe that level, and maybe they disembark.
Yeah. Or if there's ever, like, normal commercial flights up to a space station at that point.
I mean,
point.
That's coming down the pike pretty soon.
Yeah.
And I would think in our generation that...
We'll see it.
I think it'll still be way out of the reach of most even wealthy Americans. Mm-hmm. I think you'll have to be uber rich to do it, but I think that's coming down the pike.
I read a week or two ago where they're sending a porn star up. So,
oh yeah,
yeah. She's not going to do sex up there yet because she's got to get used to the zero gravity. But she said she might flop a boob out.
See some zero gravity fucking. Why not fuck on the first time?
Somebody
guarantees
she wasn't very attractive either.
Oh,
I mean, they've done a lot of crazy shit in NASA experiments, and I can't believe
fucking ain't one of them.
The sexual element of humanity has not been incorporated.
Can you imagine blowing your load in zero gravity? How fucking awesome would that be? Like just getting a big sloppy wet blowjob and saying, back up, bitch. No, back up.
I think the worst thing would be that fucker's just floating around the space station for the next 3 or 4 days and the walking joke would be somebody walks into it.
Yeah.
Walk by facial.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun. I'm surprised Richard Branson hasn't tried some shit like that with his Virgin Galactic.
Yeah.
He pulls some hoes. Mm-hmm. He pulls some famous rich hoes. He could take them up into space and give them the what for.
I mean, I guess the next step would be to be the first person to knock somebody up in space.
I wonder if it would take.
I don't know. That's another one of those little bits of data that they probably really need to see. It's a big what if.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I would think all that process in your body is based on gravity.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you can't just really, like, fucking survive for that long in zero gravity. Yeah, doesn't that
It messes up the muscle mass. It
right.
degenerates muscle mass and bone mass.
All right. Because you're not using your muscles for shit.
But,
I don't know. Probably won't find out in this generation. Well, what else we got going on this week, guys? We had the Carnival Cruise.
Ah.
Everybody loves a cruise, right?
Right.
Except when it's a floating toilet.
Yeah.
So what happened here? I'm not totally up to speed on what happened. I know about the floating turds. But what really happened? What disabled this cruise?
They really had a great big
fire that pretty much killed the propulsion system, which in turn kind of serves as a huge generator for the The propulsion system kind of turns some kind of deal on it, makes energy
makes everything else work to
run the ship at the same time. And when
fire zapped the power, right?
Yeah, it must have been a pretty bad one, because I guess at the beginning they were kind of doing the fire drill, and the thing is, a fire on a ship is a huge deal, not only for like the engine and stuff, but you can't control how the ship lists. You could run into a storm. You're basically out there floating. And right. At the same time, like, even though the water's all around you, you're surrounded by wood and plastic and, you know, metal and a lot of that stuff. So
in turn, the toilets didn't work.
Yep. They killed all the electric. not only did the toilets not work, the entire ship was blacked out completely.
And how many days were they out there like that?
I think 4 or 5.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good fucking time.
Yeah. Well, imagine being
spoiled food,
strapped into a floating porta shitter while you're trying to eat your spoiled burger, and that's probably pretty close to what it was like. What it was like. I mean, I think it's completely survivable. I think there's some probably hygiene issues, and maybe
right.
You know, hepatitis C and other yeah. nastiness that's kind of
dysentery.
That could be if they stayed out there real long, it could be a factor if they didn't have clean drinking water. But
yeah.
I mean, but it's totally different than what you would expect on a vacation.
Yeah, you didn't probably pack your bags expecting that. You know?
Well, I did hear that Carnival reimbursed them or whatever.
I think they got a $500 credit, reimbursed them on the trip, and then like a discount on another trip. And I think they waived some of the ship's expenses. And me thinking what I would think of if I'm trying to make a good situation as possible out of it, I could see myself trying to hit up the fucking bars with the quickness.
Right.
I mean, if I got to be sitting around on a floating porta shitter,
yeah,
you may as well be drunk while you're doing it.
Yeah, so then it just seemed just like college.
If some of the, because they made it pretty clear some of the ship's expenses, I kind of wonder if they didn't like hand out, or they could go in and buy like sweatshirts or that kind of stuff to try to get them through the situation.
Wipe
but
with.
I wonder if they charged them for booze, or how many glasses of champagne gets them out of that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or how many bottles of whiskey?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck champagne. I'm trying to get fucked up. I don't know. Maybe after the first full day when no daylight was in sight, I'd start drinking. I don't think I'd be drinking that first day, though. Unless I had already been drinking when it happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I think...
Well, of course you would have been.
You're on a cruise. Yeah, okay.
I'd have been drunk to begin with.
I think a lot of new laws and stuff will come out of it, but probably even more interesting would be the case studies in what kind of a social experiment that was, because
right.
You probably
I bet there was a lot of panic.
You had a certain element of people who were going to die, so how did they act?
Right.
I mean, there were stories of people... A guy needed to charge his electric wheelchair, and somebody denied him from using the charger because he wanted to charge up a cell phone. So you kind of get to see the real human nature
that guy's
element
going to
type
hell.
Shit. Well, yeah.
Yeah, my Facebook's more important than you getting around.
I mean, but that could be even more. I think that'll prove even more interesting for the ships and stuff, is how to deal with that type of crisis, because.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're going to need a better contingency
and
plan.
They haven't had much luck in the last year or so. I think, you know, they had the one that flipped over outside on the Mediterranean.
Right, right.
Wasn't that Carnival, or was that another line?
I'm not sure.
But either way, it was still a cruise ship line, and the captain was high on coke and showing it off to his girlfriend,
right.
And
Oop.
Got too close to shore,
crashed on a reef.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, he actually ran that sucker aground. Like,
yep,
he did it upright.
Yeah. I don't know. I gotta rather been on that one than the turdmobile.
I think the biggest difference is the one that ran aground actually had a pretty legitimate chance of sinking, because they, you know,
right.
Whereas the other one, I think it was, I really, and see, the other thing is their information's limited, so trying to figure out how the crew and stuff dealt with the panic and try to put in different measures. I mean, were there measures to put that in control, or?
There's a whole lot of people out there that are scared to death. They're in the middle of the ocean. They don't know what they're doing.
Well, I mean,
they don't know if they'll ever make it back to shore. You know, there's going to be panic and people that are trying to use force.
Did you see the fucking tugboat they were using? They said that the tugboat that they were using wasn't big enough to pull it. And that it was literally moving at the speed of a riding lawnmower.
I believe that.
Wow.
Like, oh, yay, we're going to be saved. And then you look up and you can't even tell you're fucking moving.
Yep.
I mean, that's a whole nother psychosis right there. It's we're going to be saved. We can see land, but it's going to take 14 fucking hours to get there.
One, and think about it, too, outside of their wristwatches and stuff, 5 days is just about enough time to really get people's minds spinning around it. I mean,
because
after the first 2 days, if people truly are, as they reported, that they're waiting 3.5-4 hours in line for a crappy, like, one burger,
right.
You know, so then they're getting hungry. They're probably getting cold if they're sleeping outside on the decks because the insides are too nasty to sleep in. I mean, that's kind of at the threshold where people would start getting pretty antsy about stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, 1 or 2 days, they might, you know, most of that ain't going to come out. But on day 3, day 4, day 5, I think you'd have some pretty interesting situations to try to navigate.
So what are the odds, you think, anybody on that cruise will ever go on another cruise?
Oh, I still think there'll be people do it.
Well,
really?
The Carnival cruise gave them 500 off on their next cruise, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
A voucher and then another discount or something, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Depends if they were into statistics, because statistics...
Yeah, statistically, I mean, it'll never happen to them again.
Right. It's true.
How often does something like that happen?
Well,
I mean, hasn't happened since...
I don't know. Cruises, to me, as much as they've been in the news in the past few years, it just seems like a gamble I wouldn't be willing to take, being that's never been on one.
I'd be more concerned about all these super hyperactive noroviruses that people get hit with, you know, something that antibiotics don't really take care of, and you basically shit and puke yourself to the brink of death. That's a pretty compelling fact, because anytime you're on a ship with people that you don't know how often they're hygiening, you know, are they sick, what countries have they been on, where are the workers at from your ports of call, what kind of germs are they bringing into a cruise ship petri dish, if you will. I mean, you could have some pretty bad problems with that.
Wind up with a nasty virus, bacteria, bed bugs, which scare the shit out of me.
Is no fucking joke. Shauna got that from Subway here in town. And that kicked her fucking ass. Like, that girl don't get sick. You know what I mean? We've been together almost 7 years now. I've never seen her sick.
Yeah. Any of those type of viruses like that, I've seen a guy get E. coli. And when I was overseas, and it literally, we had to pop 5 IV bags in him a day, and he was on Cipro, which was originally given for anthrax if we got hit with it. I mean, it's used a lot more often than it was back then, because people know how powerful it is, but it was all we could do to just keep him in there. And he after 5 or 6 days, he worked out of it, but, I mean, it was pretty miserable for him for a while. And on a ship, they don't have enough IV bags to do that for 4,200 people.
No.
No.
And there's not enough helos to evac everybody that got hit by that kind of stuff.
Right.
Do you think at the very least that they would have to have a huge reservoir of fresh water?
Oh, yeah.
At the very least. I mean, people can survive for a couple of weeks without food.
But, yeah.
But you can't survive more than 3 days without water.
They would have to have fresh water, because they couldn't just have a system out on the ocean to make water, because that's desalinization. That's totally different than your backpacking water filters and that kind of stuff. Those don't really come in a super small...
There's more of a process.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I would think even if they did have a desalinization thing, that would take power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Especially to do it on a large scale. So, they, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much fresh water they're
the
carrying on
these things.
Average human,
generally, probably in the Bahamas, I would think, I mean, at minimums, they need at least 2 to 3 quarts of water a day to just basic survival,
right.
i.e. not die.
Right.
But to actually not have muscle cramping and all this stuff of that, I would think it would be pretty close to a gallon of water a day.
Yeah.
Minimum. That's not talking about to cook with, brush your teeth,
yeah.
you know, wash your hands after you, you know, walk through a you know, the
shit.
The turd causeway going down your hallway.
Yeah.
you know. And you can't really baby wipe
well,
that kind
of
stuff.
Drink their own urine.
Yeah, they could. It's sterile, but the problem
like
the is
the tastes.
Second time.
It's sterile, and I like the way it tastes.
And they're not going to get a whole lot of water out of that. Even if you piss a whole bunch, it's probably less than 12 ounces at a time.
Well, the average human bladder is like 13 ounces or
so. I filled a 40 once, but...
So I know
you filled up a 40 in one try?
Yeah.
God damn.
I know that...
It was a night of heavy drinking.
I'd have pissed my pants before that. That's fucking a lot, man.
I know that I have a larger than human bladder because I can piss more than 13 ounces. I know at least a couple of times I've pissed at least 20 ounces. And that's like an Austin Power piss.
Yeah.
You know,
those aren't any fun.
On the cruise ship, I'm kind of surprised that they didn't have some hillbilly there like trying to make a cutout like of a shitter where you just kind of hung your ass over the side of the ship and...
Yeah, why wouldn't you just shit over the side?
I mean, I don't know unless access of navigating the hallways to get to, like, one of those areas would be an issue, but, you know, they were talking... It seems like they could literally dangle their ass right off the side of the ship and...
I don't know very many hillbillies that could afford to go on a cruise ship, though.
Oh, they win them.
Oh, they're
out. They have them at fucking Cabela's.
Oh, they win them on the radio.
Here,
or...
buy this bass boat, get a free cruise.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good deal.
Hell yeah. I'd buy that bass boat.
Yeah.
I'd want to take an Alaskan cruise, though.
That's
that area of wilderness is one that I want to see in my lifetime because
yeah.
I had an uncle that lived up there, and if you like the outdoors, it's untamed wilderness.
Right.
Hunting, fishing, hiking, camping,
yeah.
all that stuff is at a level that really we don't experience anywhere here in the mainland U.S.
Yeah. I can believe that.
Well, what else we got this week, guys? Well, the Pope, he quit.
Yes.
Yeah, resigned. First in 600 years.
Since 1415 was the last year?
Yeah.
Actually, if you look at... I was reading an article, and I don't really have all the details, but if you look at, like, all the other popes that have resigned, like, almost all of them were, like, medieval, pre-medieval type political spats type where, you know, he didn't get along with the ruler, so then the ruler kicked him out and then had him imprisoned in mines and caves and shit and that kind of stuff. Like, he's the first one to say, I'm too sick to do this.
Wow.
Well... I mean, what do you do?
I mean
you're supposed to
some
just
people,
fucking die?
Some people may not like it, but actually I think from a leadership standpoint, if he truly is too ill to do it, what kind of level of influence he has and big decisions coming through, I mean, maybe he actually, you know, sometimes the right way is the hardest way out. Maybe he actually did the right thing.
Yeah.
It may not be popular, but in the scope of things... You know, if he's too sick to deal with some of the issues that the Catholic Church is dealing with right
and
now.
And that's a big, big church.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, what is it, a couple billion people?
Probably.
Maybe 1.5 billion over the cross, you know.
Well, it's probably
lots of money.
It's probably
too.
One of the biggest
lots
cults on the planet.
Yeah, it's a big, big church.
And that, regardless of whether you think, you know... And I'm not Catholic, but whether you decide it's a cult or your religion or whatever, any organization in that scope, I would think you'd need to be pretty well in, you know, sound mind and body
yeah.
to be able to put yourself in a position to make those.
Yeah, I just wonder what the Vatican thinks about it. Because I don't know. It's no big secret that they're kind of a loony organization. You know, from the outside looking in. And we were talking about this at work, and I said, you watch. That guy's going to die before the 28th gets here. And everybody's like, what do you mean? What do you mean he's going to die? I said, he ain't going to make it.
I mean, we don't know. He could be terminally ill, but they don't want to say anything to the full extent because that's kind of a security issue.
Yeah.
Because some of those things you can't just... Well, I guess if a pope dies, you know, they can convene the cardinals or whatever it is they do. I can't remember the name.
They have a name for it, and then they all write down who the next one's going to be, and then they burn them in the special fireplace.
See the
and
chimney
if,
smoke.
And if it's and white, then they're the next pope. And yeah, black, yeah.
Something like that. I don't know.
It's all voodoo, but
I was more leaning towards the idea that maybe the Vatican doesn't like his decision, and they're going to fucking kill him before the 28th gets here.
Well, maybe they're
or right around there.
Maybe they already have started that.
I don't think they're that bad. I mean,
keep believing that.
Well, the thing is, over the course of history, though, I mean, leaders have been poisoned.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I said too.
You know, it might not be the whole organization. I don't
just
think
to keep the cohesion of the ideology together.
Or maybe they had something that kind of met a loggerheads and they couldn't get past that issue. I mean, it might not even be more than one person. One well-connected person in there could really, I mean...
Maybe they've been putting Lysol in his soup for the past couple of years.
I mean, history, like a lot of time when we think of history, we think of like supermen that you know, step up to history's challenge or whatever, but history is actually altered by very small people in really unique ways. I mean... One individual that has a certain aim changed the whole thing in history. I mean, World War One was started when the Archduke of Bosnia and Serbia was executed, and because of all the tensions and stuff, it flared up and turned into a world war. So, you know, it was one gunman that didn't. He wasn't even trying for that. He just didn't like that guy for whatever reason, and.
Yeah,
it kicked off the whole shebang, so.
Yeah. Something smells funny about it to me.
Well.
Yeah, we'll see.
First in 600 years, it's not normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the reasoning hasn't been documented before. So, like you said. You know,
I used to be Catholic, so it's crazy to me to even think that a pope could do it.
Well, and that. And the reasoning for that matter, history is written by history's winners, not the losers. So you could have some pretty different sides of the story on who, depending on who's writing the actual, you know, what the details of it.
Yeah. Like Michael Jackson said shortly before he died.
Thank goodness.
Well, that's see, I have an alternative viewpoint on that, but. He said, everything is a lie. Everything you've ever been taught from a history book is a lie.
Michael Jackson?
Jackson said that.
I think the history books that we have in our schools are woefully inadequate, and they make kids think that all of our, at least even in American history, that everybody is perfect and this or that. And what's even more interesting is when you find out history's leaders are actual people. They have actual flaws. They have actual character issues. They make mistakes. And they're real people, you know. And they may do great things, but in every other aspect of their life, they may
be fucking
degenerate.
Little boys in the closet and shit.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know.
How many of them had syphilis and died from syphilis because they slept with too many whores and had too many illegitimate kids?
Oh, there's a lot of leaders that have illegitimate kids and mistresses. I mean, marriage, the sanctity of marriage in some circles really isn't even present. Mm. And even in the modern culture, I mean, if you don't have real strict religious ties, a lot of people take that shit different ways.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you're Mormon, it's totally okay to have
Hey, you want to go bang the neighbor? Yeah. Sounds like a good idea.
Put on your magic underwear, honey.
Yeah. And your tinfoil hat.
Well, speaking of fucked up leaders, what about this Jesse Jackson Jr. character? Mm.
Jesse Jackson.
Is anybody really surprised?
Yeah.
I think that's part what you said earlier.
I don't think I know anything about
fucking
this.
Fucking shocking. He took, what, $740,000 of campaign finances and spent it on personal things? I mean, a Rolex, car.
Oh.
The fact that he comes out of Chicago, still corrupt as fuck. The fact that he was in with that Blagojevich or whatever that got released from his prison, termed a year of house arrest or something. I mean,
did
trying
he?
To yeah, they, he
I didn't
was,
know that.
He got tied into that. Was trying. He was one of the people in there trying to work on selling Obama. Essentially, he was one of the ones that was trying to get Obama's Senate seat.
Well, I understand what Blagojevich did, but I didn't realize that he got released from prison to house arrest.
Yeah, 1 year.
Didn't he get 10 fucking years?
No, he's in a house arrest right now.
Oh, well, good for that fucking scumbag.
I get the, you know, Chicago news is pretty
right
every night up there, but yeah, he's at his house. Jesus. He's not allowed to leave his house for anything.
Well, yeah.
But
he probably lives in a pretty nice house, though.
So. Well, yeah, he lives in a mansion.
How the fuck's he paying for it? Shit. The apprentice didn't cut him that big a check.
Nah. That's years of corruption shit.
Yeah.
There's money stashed in mattresses and safe houses and all kinds of shit.
See, I'm not real surprised about Jesse Jackson. I mean, I think he got it honest.
Well,
I've been a big fan of his dad.
I don't know why people are getting upset about it now when he's basically for the past 7-8 months for his Senate seat, he's been, you know, nowhere to be found.
Right.
He takes medical leave, and I understand that he's, you know, he's probably entitled to medical leave, but I still think the pertinent thing to do would have been to appoint somebody in his absence to answer for his constituents.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Senate seats, that's a pretty big deal as far as our legislature and the running of government and stuff, so that on top of the Blagojevich thing, on top of this, I mean, I'm actually surprised there's not more outrage to begin with, except I think everybody already probably thought some crazy shit like that was going on. They're not surprised.
They're too concerned with American Idol and fucking The Voice.
And it's hard to be out.
Camacho.
Bullshit that just all the sheep pay attention to.
Yeah, it's hard to be outraged on something that you already thought to probably happen anyway. I mean, it's got to be something pretty outlandish. I mean, if you figure he's a shitbag from the beginning,
right?
I mean, you're not going to be that surprised.
What are the fucking people of Illinois thinking electing people like this?
Goes back to the whole corruption thing. I mean, there's pretty small circles, and a lot of that stuff is pretty set in stone. I mean. I mean, do you think it's kind of odd that a White House chief of staff goes back to a metropolitan city to run for mayor? I mean, that's a pretty big step down.
Yeah, Emmanuel.
Yeah. I mean, and it's all kind of playing the big chess game there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of money to be made in that city, and I think it's pretty fun to go to, but it's still pretty corrupt compared to, I think, a lot of other cities how it's ran. I mean, it's pretty well ingrained ever since the days of the gangsters and stuff. I mean, it's almost like the
changed.
Corruption really is kind of a way of life. It's not really good versus evil type thing anymore. That's just how they make do and how everything runs.
Right. You couldn't pay me to live in that state. No fucking way.
Most of that state's just like our state, but to get up near that city, everything changes.
Yeah, I don't want
to
get into a pro-gun rant, but
no, that's fine. You can't.
I mean, you know, they've got on the whole national firearms debate, magazine, assault weapons ban and stuff. I mean, you don't really have any better of a case study for a city that's banned almost all guns, but yet consistently
has the highest murder rate.
Murder rates, and not only murder, but murder is one statistic. And you tie into all the robberies, gangland shootings, people that would normally a couple 10, 20 years ago would have died from their injuries or being supported by advanced medical care. I mean, the problem's out of control.
Well, that's a good point.
It's a flawed policy. And, you know, it doesn't work. And, you know, just from a basic survival human standpoint, I'd like to be able to at least protect myself against somebody that has something.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a lot more issues, mental health and, you know,
definitely
the gang violence and stuff. I mean, a lot of that stuff ties into it.
This
and
kind of falls into it like a video I saw on Facebook from that somebody posted that a police chief in California said that a handgun is not a defensive weapon.
Yeah. Well, it depends what you're going up against.
This police chief said it's just an intimidating weapon used by power and only to be used by the police force. And
my opinion, that gentleman's never had bullets fired at him.
Yeah, it's a defensive. I think it's a defensive weapon.
You ever have any?
It levels the playing field. You know, turns.
Well, psychologically, I mean, you may be outgunned, but psychologically, you're still in the game if you've got a way to protect yourself and exact violence upon somebody that's trying to force violence upon you. I mean, that's kind of the history of warfare.
Exactly.
There's
going to
be a friction where one person or, you know, entity tries to force its will upon another, and they meet, and there's going to be violence. And, you know, you can only use karate so well, and you can't use karate from 20 feet away.
Right.
And
you sure?
I'll throw my fake cigarette at you.
I thought if you threw your hands up like so.
In the Matrix.
Like a Mortal Kombat. Hadouken!
Yeah.
Hadouken!
Oh, yeah, that guy. I love
there
that.
There we go.
Oh, shit.
That was loud, too.
Yeah, it was.
It peaked.
I don't know. Seems like they're just really tearing a lot of people's civil liberties, and, you know, people are just content to kind of get on their knees for everybody because they're so weak that they don't want to they don't want to actually try to stand on their own 2 feet.
Yeah, this whole gun thing. You know,
we've been talking about it for weeks. I wasn't going to say anything tonight.
And, you know, other podcasts have as well. You know, shout out GarageCast, and there's a new show on the network, and I apologize, I can't think of the name right now, but the guy is a quick draw shooter, so he's big on. His name's Clint. I remember that, but he's big on, you know, gun rights and things of that nature. But the whole thing, again, boils down to being able to protect ourselves from tyrannical leaders.
Yeah.
It's not even so much for robbery and self-defense. It's being able to protect ourselves from our own fucking government.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm sorry. We, as citizens, we should be able to have as much firepower as necessary to take on our government. And that's why we've sold more fucking guns in the last month than we have the past 3 years.
Yeah. And you can't find
the gun manufacturers aren't keeping up. The ammunition manufacturers aren't keeping up. The bullet manufacturers aren't keeping up. Even the reloaded rounds manufacturers aren't keeping up.
Nope.
And government is causing this. You know, I wish I really knew what the fucking reasoning was. You know, we addressed it a couple weeks ago, and we said that what they're trying to do is having the reverse effect. You don't think they know that? They knew people were going to run out and buy guns when they started talking about a gun ban.
Well, the manufacturers definitely did.
Well,
it's a boom for them.
I would think the government itself would know that.
No, yeah. I mean, maybe they think that
they're playing chess. They're five moves ahead. They knew what was going to happen, but why? Why are they trying to beef up the firepower of the American citizen?
At the same time, they're showing videos of all these people turning guns in California and other places and getting $100 food cards.
Fuck those pussies. Those are stupid people.
I mean, as far as that goes, if you got a junk weapon that's worth $10, which I have a little history in that industry, but there's some guns out there that everybody thinks, well, I've got a gun that's worth, you know, X amount, and if you go to try to sell that, nobody wants that piece of shit.
Yeah.
Nobody wants, you know.
Well, that'll blow up
Uncle
in your
Granddad's
face.
Fucking old junk Bursa fucking pistol that ain't worth a shit, doesn't fire more than 5 bullets in succession out of a 10-round magazine without jamming. I mean,
right.
So they go cash that shit in, and hell, they got a 100 spot, and they're actually getting a better part of the deal if they don't use it.
That's true. Mean, well, the media tried to show off, well, we got this many assault weapons and this and this.
It's dropping the bucket. Dropping the bucket. I mean,
it's all media propaganda in my opinion.
Why don't they start restricting people's driver's license? More people die from cars every year than they anywhere close to gun violence.
Exactly.
You know, what about obesity? You know, I don't know how much of our population's got diabetes and shit. They don't put a stop on the cheesy poofs and the fucking Velveeta.
And that puts more of a hit on people. That's more of a societal cost than
it's gun really violence. None of their business. I mean,
say, hey, hold on here. You guys are making fun of me. No, but my point behind that was my little rant a minute ago. Was that it seems that everyone not connected to politics and or the media is on the same page with this. Don't fuck with our weapons. Everybody I've came across is on that same page. And I know I live in rural Indiana, and most of the people I work with and associate with are farmers or rednecks or, you know, people that already own guns. But unless you're in the media or the politics, you don't want the guns taken away. It's only those two.
It's a silent majority.
Well, exactly.
I mean,
and we're not being silent anymore. You can, you know, hop on Facebook any time of day.
Nope. Not on this issue.
Listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
You know.
But the government still pushes.
And outside of even the constitutional stuff, people enjoy shooting guns for other stuff than
right.
Killing people and protection.
Right.
I mean,
there is a sport to it.
I know
as well.
A lot of people that feed their families through the winter because maybe
hunting.
They have a 6-month work cycle, and the rest of the year there's no work to be found. They go out and hunt. And even in Indiana, where the deer are plentiful and stuff, you can put several hundred pounds of quality, lean, organic meat into your freezer to feed your family through the winter. And that's not even taking into consideration small game and, you know, how many fish do you got to catch in that amount of time? You'd have to be in Alaska using nets to catch that many fish at one time to put that level of meat into your freezer. And the shooting sports. I mean, I like shooting. It's fun. And, you know, I really think we got bigger problems to deal with. You know, it's pretty amazing that they worry about guns, but they don't worry about Exxon and all these corporations literally, you know, basically coming up with zero tax returns, not because that's not what a smart business does, because it does, but they're leaving the loopholes open there. And they wouldn't even have to ding them enough that would even matter to them that would make a big dent in, and I'm not talking about small business, I'm talking about multi-billion-dollar-a-year companies that if you take out $100 million, it's not really that big of a deal. It probably makes more of a difference to the executives and even a small dent to the stockholders.
Yeah, why should they get the big bonuses when everybody else?
Why should they get the giant tax cuts or no taxes?
Yeah.
Why should we subsidize the industries that are consistently profitable?
Well, I think they need their loopholes closed. They absolutely do. But they shouldn't be paying any more taxes than we are. You can't penalize success.
No.
I mean, you just can't.
Not in a capitalistic but society, but...
aggressive the more you make, the less you pay.
How you would do it is there is a cost of doing business, and instead of a tax, what about calling it a fee?
Yeah.
They have shitloads of fees. People don't like taxes, but there's a cost associated with doing business.
Right.
I mean...
Fuck, there's a fee on my water bill. It's gone up 200% in the last 6 years.
What about our fucking cell phones?
Yeah.
I got about another $10, $15 a month on fucking miscellaneous taxes. Well, they don't even call them taxes. Fees. Surcharges.
Yeah, surcharges.
Whatever you want to call it. I mean, the credit card companies don't call a combined interest rate would equal way above loan sharking at 26%. There are multiple surcharges and fees and convenience fees and all that shit. It's the same thing.
Just, well, from our standpoint and what we do as a business, we had to tack on a surcharge just to deliver because of the gas prices going up. We had to do it.
Yeah, because then your margins are cut. Then you're in some deep shit. You can't work for free.
Right.
No.
And these surcharges are kind of passed down from who we buy from, and we're so tied into natural gas and diesel prices that
I mean, even if
we can't do it.
Even if you bought gas 6 months out, there's no telling where the markets are going to be in 6 months, whether you're going to be on the top of the coin or the bottom.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, and there's been times we filled our tanks and then had to go buy gas at Shell.
I mean, I know companies that... at least where I live, there's one gas station where people literally buy gas 6 months out, and they buy it in a big block. And once they're locking in that price, they can fill up, and then they're billed monthly.
Well, that's
nice. But it goes with the winds.
Yeah.
If you happen to be on the bottom of the coin in that 6 months, then you're
screwed.
But I mean that's the cost of doing business, and you know people should be willing to pay that. Now, if they, let's say they lower taxes, are people willing to fucking deal with chuck holes and spotty right. internet and...
That's what we got here.
You know, terrible schools or police force that's benign or non-existent. I mean, you know, all those issues, there's a cost to doing business on all of them. And any organization worth its salt is always pushing the limit to get the most bucks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean that's business.
Even if it's a non-for-profit or.
Hey guys, I think we've been serious enough.
Okay.
We're gonna take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll do a couple funny news stories. How about that?
Hi kids, this is Tony
and Brian
from the Salty Language Podcast.
Yep, part of the Pod Gods Network.
Check us out on Facebook.com/SaltyLanguage.
Make sure you search us out on Stitcher. We're just Salty Language on there.
Yeah, we're the only ones. You can't miss us.
Yeah, exactly. We're all over the inner tubes, but, you know, the Facebook page has all the links for all our other whatnot that we've got going. So,
if you like laughing and dick jokes, we're the podcast for you.
Yeah, lots of that stuff. We're pretty filthy. Not safe for work the way you like it.
Fair enough.
Right? Yeah.
Because work stinks anyway.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Just have a little salty, you know? Then you'll be fine.
Yeah. Put a little saltiness in your skull.
Delicious. We cover weird news, geek stuff, you know, all that kind of stuff. Pretty much any story that just makes us laugh, we want to bring it to you and make it as funny as we can.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
I think we out.
All right, welcome back to the second portion of Blogging Under the Influence, episode 89. Yeah, them news stories I told you about earlier, fuck that. We got some more shit going on now. We've been drinking quite a bit. Yeah, wild card, couple of wild cards entered the building. Tyson's joining us, fresh off seeing the Tenderloins, the Impractical Jokers, and also Jake from GarageCast is joining us via Skype.
What up?
Yeah. All
right.
So, Tyson... Tell us about the fucking Impractical Jokers show, man. How'd that shit go?
It was good.
It was good. And that concludes our coverage of
it. It was just very funny. It's hard to.
He wanted to eat poop.
Yeah, I would have ate poop. If they would have let me get up on stage, I'd have done it.
So how this worked? I mean, they were all sitting at a table,
stage. All four of them were standing.
Just standing up. Okay.
Yeah, and like Murr had his computer, and they were pulling up pictures and stuff that they couldn't show on True TV and talking about
right.
it. It was just funny, telling stories about each other. And
hell yeah.
Q told everybody what hotel the guys were staying in, their room number.
Where were they staying?
I don't know. I don't remember. But he said the room numbers, and he, you know, was like flipping Sal off. And, you know, so you can tell Sal kind of got pissed. Q said, I did that last night, and Sal got people knocking on his door till 4 this morning.
So. Them guys fuck with each other nonstop.
Yeah, I wish they would elect me to be part of it.
Yeah,
when they come to Indiana,
we should just do our own. Like knock them off. Like steal their concept and just do it around here. No. Like steal their concept and just do shit in Muncie or Marion. Yeah. Well, I mean, not Marion. You get shot there, but
Matthews.
Matthews. Yeah.
Go around Matthews.
Just go to the fucking convenience store in Matthews.
Shit. I like
the
shit where I eat. It's a little town of 500 people. I'd like to go mess with everybody there. Like, they don't all hate me and think I'm some white trash. Like, oh, what's the first clue? The 1,000 beer cans in the yard? Or all the toys everywhere when people stop by and say, are you having a yard sale? Like, no, go away. You'd be surprised how many times I actually have to tell people that I'm not having a yard sale.
Oh, Christ. That's priceless.
Yeah. Kind of white trashy.
Got a couch on your porch?
No couch, but a lot of chairs, though.
A lot of chairs. A lot of
that aren't lawn chairs.
That's disappointing. Like
random chairs.
Inside school chairs.
Right.
And old metal chairs.
Oh, this is no fucking joke. I went to his house after we recorded the Sean Stone interview to watch the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Becky, his girlfriend, brings in this chair from outside, and it's got ice on it. Like, here, say here.
That's how we roll.
It's one of those school chairs that the cloth had, like, deteriorated.
Can nothing. I at least have a towel?
Yeah. At least we use an old coat. A Carhartt coat for somebody to say. Yeah, that's how we roll over there.
Fuck it. I drank beer and ate chicken wings on a frozen plastic chair.
That's hilarious.
So, Jake, you said you had a toy.
Yes. Did you get my picture? I sent it to you.
Yeah. Well, I seen you sent me a text message. I didn't see what it was.
Hold on. I'm going to have to turn it around, turn the camera around.
Oh, okay. I'll show this to the...
Isn't she pretty?
Gun-toting Americans here.
What is that?
Is that a Thompson?
Thompson
Center, yeah.
45. That's
what I'm talking about. That's
awesome. Yeah, probably set you back about 17.
Nope, yeah. Got a deal. 15.
Not too bad.
So, for those that don't speak gun, that may be listening,
American.
What's a Thompson 17, whatever it is?
It's a Thompson submachine gun. It's basically it's the Chicago typewriter. Those are the guns that like Capone used and shit.
Nobody loves you, baby.
Semi.
Yeah.
Semi, or you got your stamps for it?
I don't got my class 2. It's just semi.
Wink, wink.
One piece of small metal.
Picked her up today.
Away.
Yeah. I even got the violin case for it.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Jake is the Pod God resident gun lobbyist.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the
I haven't 4,000? Been lobbying guns for weeks.
Four guns sitting there,
right. All the Facebook posts and everything, yeah. And
is J Dub my friend on Facebook?
Yeah, I am.
Oh no shit!
Yeah, I've been retweeting whatever the Facebook equivalent is.
Yeah, we won't tell you his real name, but his first name's Jason.
Well, I knew that, but I didn't know. I'll have to look through my list.
Yeah, it's yeah, you'll recognize the last name. We call him O'Toole for a reason. Just keep that in mind when you're looking for your friends list.
Yeah, I've been pissing off a lot of people on Facebook, so I just kind of post and roll.
I like the gun tweets, man. The Second Amendment right stuff. It's, yeah.
And we went off on that a little bit. Our buddy here, Dr. J, which is the one that lives up there close to you. He's a
my neighbor.
Just as strong a gun advocate as you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed, just if you read some of my stuff today, I noticed I was reading up on the DHS has classified everything within 100 miles of the border as they could just take your cell phone and laptop if they want to.
Yep. Yeah, I seen that yesterday. That's probably from you, as a matter of fact.
Why would you have a problem with that? Right. Why doesn't the government need that information? I mean, geez.
Why is that an issue?
Yeah. Come on.
It's not like I have a Thompson submachine gun sitting on a camouflage chair in my garage.
Yeah. And then you got some hairy-legged, hairy-armpitted woman, liberal, tree murderer.
Maybe they need to take the guns away from the corporate ones that are the real mongers. They're the real tyrannies.
Oh, that's hilarious. No, I've been we've been kind of veering away from it on the show. We've kind of on Garagecast we felt like it was getting a little bit too much.
Yeah, right.
Because you can only beat it so many times into people's heads, you know.
Right.
And so as far as Facebook's concerned, it kind of gets the word out and it eases my mind. So at least I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I brought that up a few weeks ago. It's like, okay, great, we disagree with this, and well, what the fuck do we do about it? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, there's tons of stuff you can do about it, and it's before it goes too far, you need to start writing your senators, legislators of your own states and shit like
what
that.
What the fuck good is that going to do?
You flood their gates, man. You just flood them. It's a step. And it's already working.
I think what we're doing right now is probably more poignant than
writing absolutely.
A fucking senator.
But still, writing them and telling them that they ain't going to have a fucking job if they continue to do their shit.
Only if you can get enough people together to take it away from them. That's
exactly. That's exactly right. And the next is, the president. His impeachment. You have to go through your state in order to start doing that. It just doesn't pop out of thin air, you know.
Right.
It's not like a boner.
Of course, I like those too.
I try to never waste one.
I had four of them today, as a matter of fact.
You count your boners?
You got a fucking chart. You don't?
Number four! Yeah!
My nuts look like shriveled up. Raisins.
Daddy, why do you have different numbers written on the days on the calendar? Never mind.
Where's the phone?
What are all these notches in your belt?
Pantene.
You spilled the Pantene everywhere.
What is that? Egg whites in the drain?
You got to push them down with your toe. They'll go down.
Yeah. At least pull the hair out of the drain first. I found that always works.
Mine stopped draining a while ago. What do I do?
You just come through it.
Oh, man.
That like good old masturbation humor. So it's a go-to.
Builds character. Yeah,
so, Jake, what's up with GarageCast, man? I haven't... be honest with you, I listened to part of your show, the first... show you did on your audio recorder.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get to listen to your most recent show.
We didn't have a show after that, I don't think.
Yeah, you did one more.
Oh, we did? Yeah. I don't remember it.
Okay. Never mind. The next topic.
Well, we did a show, but it didn't really have any point. It was all dick and fart jokes, basically.
Okay.
Because he didn't want to... my protege didn't want to get into anything political or anything like that.
Right. He's got to burr up his ass since he's got the diabetes and
Oh, no, he came back this past week. He brought the shit up.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he brought up the drones and all that stuff, you know. And
oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that earlier. Shit.
Oh, you didn't talk about the drones?
No. We didn't even talk about, what's his name? We were going to. The cop killer guy.
Oh, Dorner?
Dorner, yeah.
Is he alive?
Yeah, I was going to say, exist? That's something, that is Fahrenheit 451.
I like when they shoot the car with the woman and her daughter.
Yeah. Oops. Hey, we're looking for a black guy. Let's shoot two Mexicans instead.
Yeah, I mean,
win-win.
They got a bunch of newspapers. Shoot them.
Why would you need them to defend yourself against tyranny in America if they're going to just start shooting at your car?
Talk about the bad application of stereotypes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Jesus.
God damn. Tense. Just light up fucking everything.
And then, like, his house mysteriously burns.
Yeah. Tear gas. Fahrenheit 451. Yeah, exactly. The criminal is mysteriously dead, and now the problem is solved.
Nothing to see here. We're right, Banga.
We won, and America wins.
Yes,
and
Aurora was bad, Banguns.
Yeah.
Sandy Hook, bad, Banguns.
We win.
Banguns. We need to rush to judgment, Banguns. Let's throw all the guns in a big pile in the town square and burn them.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Just ask the Indians. Give up your arms.
Right.
Yeah, here's some beads.
We'll protect you.
Hey, you want some whiskey?
Yeah. How about casino?
Whiskey and some colored beads.
Feather Indians.
We got some blankets and
the Dot Indians
some whiskey.
Have the gas stations and the hotels. The Feather Indians have the casinos.
The thing that really blew their mind was a cast iron skillet.
Yeah, I have a few of those.
I'll trade
them.
They know firsthand how well the government will protect you once you give up your weapons.
God damn, I'm really getting sick of kebabs. Cast iron skillet blows their mind.
Holy moly.
You mean when you cook something, it doesn't have to be on a stick?
And it have to be charred with ashes on it? This is awesome.
You don't have to eat rotten meat. That horse meat's turned green.
A little stringy, but tasty.
It's
charbroiled.
Yeah.
It's stringy.
Flame broiled.
What are you smoking on there, Jake?
My e-cigarette.
Oh, okay.
I thought he had a blue.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I got.
Yeah, that's what J-Dub's toking on over there.
Yep.
Quitting. That's how I got the Thompson. Quitting smoking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's how I'm going to buy stuff.
J-Dub's a little bit drunker than normal. He ran out of beer about an hour ago, and he's been hitting me up for my Crown Royal.
Speaking of, can I get a beer?
That's why you get quotes like, I'm going to buy stuff.
The best was him during the Sean Stone interview.
Thanks, sir.
This is my impersonation of J-Dub.
Oh, shit.
Call him a Templar, Tyson. Call him a Templar.
Hey, I couldn't, between the two of you, there was no way.
Sure you couldn't get a word in there.
I was like, I just talked over Sean Stone, the guy who we're interviewing here.
That was the whole show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Piers Morgan.
Where did I have a chance, man, between you and Sean Stone?
Once I get on a roll, you know.
I was just sitting back and enjoying the ride, and you give me a shit about it?
Yeah. I take all the air out of the room. I apologize. I really apologize. That's just kind of an acceptable risk if you're going to have me around.
What do you think of that, Jake?
Sean Stone show?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
Cool.
I thought he was awesome.
What do you think about the fact that he's
obviously talking about me?
He's a Templar. He's a Muslim, and apparently part of the Illuminati.
Bullshit.
See, he didn't say he was a part of the Illuminati. He said he had a call from the Illuminati.
No, I said he had a call from the Illuminati, and from that point on, he referred to the Illuminati as we.
Right. that doesn't make... I'm not going to get into Masonic shit.
Because you're what?
I'm a Mason.
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh. Now things are all coming together.
But you're a low-level Mason, right?
Yeah, I'm not Illuminati.
Yeah.
I can't just walk up to their bunker and say, hey, look, see? Let me in.
But, yeah, he basically admitted that the collective we is the way you put it.
Uh-huh.
The Illuminati has a good side and a bad side.
Well, but that's just like any other, Catholics, you know, a religion or any other kind of thing. Everyone's got a good side and a bad side.
Bad.
Anything that gets corrupted, it's
is that
bullshit.
Why the Pope quit?
Yeah, no shit.
I bet he knew what Hitler's cock tastes like.
I bet he did, too.
No, that was a great show, though. I wish he kind of got more into Sandy Hook, but it sounds like he didn't really... He hasn't dug deep into any of that.
Well, he was negligent to get into things he didn't know about, which is good.
No, I agree. It just sucked for me.
He didn't know enough about it, so he was like, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about here, so I'm not going to talk about it. So I respected him for that.
Oh, no, 100%. Like I said, it just sucked for me.
Why?
Because I'm big into that Sandy Hook bullshit.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I just wanted to get his insight on it. Make sure I'm not crazy.
Well, hopefully we inspired him to do a little bit more research on that. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I hope so.
Right.
I think somebody does need to investigate it. But now that this Dorner thing has happened, who the fuck's talking about Sandy Hook?
Nobody. All they do is move on to the next sensationalist piece.
It sells fucking papers.
This is how you get snowballs to be bigger. This is how you get snowballs and turn into avalanches.
That's why I said Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah, exactly.
It's,
you keep moving the distraction around. It's like, look at this light. Look at this light. Look at this light.
Has anybody read that book?
Yeah.
Yes. And
so that's what it is. It's the government is just pushing it. And,
yep.
And then the people who really know aren't allowed to know.
Right.
So...
That Dorner, that dude ain't dead. That was the dumbest story I've ever heard.
He's free.
He was even real to start with.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. If that is even a real thing.
Well, let's just say he was real, okay? And he had an agenda to kill 40 cops that he listed. We'll just say that's real. And then they follow him into a house, and... He's already done killed cops, and they're going to set the fucker on fire, and he's just going to sit in there and burn alive?
Why would he shot himself, remember, Jay?
No, but
they,
still.
They found the ID.
It would have been illegal
yeah.
to use assault rifle.
Yeah.
What was he going to do? Right next to the flashbang that started the fire.
Everybody knows criminals obey laws. It would have been illegal for him to shoot back at the cops.
The dude had an agenda, and it was to kill fucking cops, and he didn't just sit in there and shoot himself or burn alive or nothing like that.
Masturbate in his own shit.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, this is good lubricant.
He could have done that later.
Yeah. I brought it up earlier, and J-Dub just brought it up. What about his fucking his ID that was supposedly found in the charred remains?
Well, the thing is on February 2nd, his wallet was found near the Mexican border with his with his shit in it.
Exactly.
See, we're back to having shit in it.
It all revolves around shit.
All roads lead back to shit.
Yeah, especially when you're around Tyson.
Ask him about the shit he took last night.
Holy moly. I'm not sure that's ready for air.
Yeah.
I found something. We'll just call it brush rooms.
Brush rooms. Yeah. You put those on your pizza, right?
Something like that.
It wasn't the key fob for your truck.
Yeah. No. Something like that.
Ryan. So how's your
how's
your new recorder working out, Jake?
It doesn't have a plug-in.
Damn.
It doesn't have a plug-in.
Oh, I can't plug it from my main mixer into it. So that pissed me off.
There's no input then. That's
no.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get the one that Irv told me to get. I upgraded to the one that has mic ports in it.
Ah.
XLR mic ports, and that's what screwed me.
Yeah.
So you don't have... It's XLR, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So you need...
I can, we can hook our mics into it, but that's kind of irrelevant. Then I can... I mean, what's the point of having a mixer and all that shit then?
So you need a quarter inch to XLR.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
I have a feeling like this is turning into some Best Buy Geek Squad podcast. Definitely going to need the XM. That plugs into the QRC code, and then you plug that in, of course, into the RCA jack port.
Yeah.
And then, of course, after that, you go around and pretend like you ever saw a vagina.
Actually, Radio Shack has those adapters much cheaper.
Yeah, you can get an adapter for that.
Okay, I'll look into that then.
And if you're half-ass good with, like, a soldering iron, you can make your own, so.
Yeah. Probably about 20, 25 bucks, you can get an adapter so you can run your mixer into it.
All right, I'll look into that.
Just a quarter-inch to XLR. Hell, yeah. Google it. You probably get it cheaper.
Find it on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
More reliable.
I'm thinking $2, you could do it.
$2.
Yeah,
I know. I paid $25 for that fucking XLR to.
Oh, quarter well, inch. XLR to quarter inches.
Wait till the government puts out a report that tells you how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna ban them.
They're the experts.
Yeah, they're gonna ban XLRs.
They're gonna ban XLRs because they're
more
national security.
More computers have been plugged by XLR ports.
Yeah, that don't make any sense.
Total XLR confiscation.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
Well, there's going to be a tax, actually.
What you're talking about.
It's going to be the XLR tax, 15%.
Yeah.
Soda pop kills kids. Ban soda pop.
Yeah.
With their goddamn podcastings.
Just give everybody soya green pills.
Soya green is people!
I mean, holy moly, what's this world coming to?
Well, it's all been laid out before us. You know, and books and select movies. You know, all this has been forecast for at least 50 years. You know, we're just now seeing it.
It's
fucking
getting
crazy.
Bad. It's going to get worse.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, I laid out.
I can't find ammo.
I laid out a kind of a synopsis of what I think about the gun ban, because we've said before that them even talking about a gun ban is actually having the reverse effect, because more people are going out and buying guns.
Oh yes, Mr. Obama's gun salesman of the year.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, he gives them away to the Mexicans.
Well, yeah, after Fast and Furious.
Only if you can promise not to use these against our agents.
Right.
I just wish he gave me an F-16.
But don't you think the federal government knew and understood fully that speaking about a gun ban would arm more American citizens?
I don't know. They're pretty dumb, dude. I mean, we've bought as much arms in the past 2 months to arm China over twice.
Right.
That's retarded.
Right.
I don't. I think they knew that it was going to get crazy, but I don't think they knew that. Like, dude, I was just in the gun shop this past weekend, and I was in there, and I picked up some more mags and shit like that for my AR, and there was people from all walks of life in there. It wasn't just, you know, your normal camel wearing hicks in there, you know, buying a gun. These right. were, you know, Notre Dame college students in there, you know, little girls and shit, just going in buying a 38 for protection. And I don't think they knew it was going to get to that extent.
I think
maybe
they did.
That's what they wanted.
I think they did.
Maybe.
22LR is non-existent. On the shelves. 22LR is gone. You can't find it.
Oh, really? need to take a drive up here. I just bought 200 rounds last weekend.
Really?
Yeah, uh-huh.
How much?
$5 for 50.
Well, that's not bad.
So it was $20 for 200 rounds.
Still way overpriced for 22s.
Considering
I was buying it for like
3 months ago. I bought 500 rounds for $20. So
yeah, I was buying.
And if you're buying, you know,
segment of hollow little points little or problem. Specialty 22, but you can't find the bricks anymore.
Yeah, I just want a bulk pack from Walmart, and you can't. If you walk up to the shelf, it's not there.
Yeah, fuck Walmart.
Yeah, fuck Walmart, exactly. Yeah. Have you talked to your local shops?
Well, get raped from a gun shop.
Walmarts don't carry it no more.
What was that, Jake?
I said, have you talked to your local shops and see when they might get it in so you can go on the day of delivery? Because it's going so fast.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just going too fast.
Yeah.
I don't live close to a local shop, so...
Well, yeah, you do.
You ever have that problem when you're having sex where it goes too fast?
No, because I haven't taken mushrooms today, Tyson.
Well, that's true. The dude abides.
Yeah, you do live close to two gun shops. You got the Hawkeye gun shop out there on 200.
Well,
and there's a gun shop,
and they're overcharging.
City.
Yeah, yeah, but
they're overcharging because they're
the gun show.
Allow me to interject. They are gun shops in a sense around here that they can't order guns, but they're nothing like the gun shops up there. Not anywhere close.
Well, the one at Gas City's pretty nice.
They realize the fact that the ammo is going quick, and they are marking it up. And I've called them and checked with them. I've sent people to them, and they're charging twice as much as what you can get at Walmart.
Supply and demand. I mean, that's
supply and demand.
That sounds like the pharmaceutical companies. Perhaps you should try getting Canadian ammo.
Touche.
Are they good allowed point. To have guns up there?
No.
They got paper mache.
Let's try Australia or Great Britain where
they got a
the
whole
crime
lot of draft dodgers up there.
Four
they're,
times as
yeah,
high.
A pocket knife will land you 10 years in prison.
Yeah.
God, I got four knives in my house at least that are way beyond what they can.
So what you're saying is your gun shops down there are basically you go in looking at a magazine and they can order it for you if you want it, and then they have a few that they've bought off other people.
Yep, they're FFL holders. They order per payment, basically, and what they can get, which because of the fact that they're not ordering a lot of guns down here, or if they are, it's not of any one suit where they can, you know, get preference from the distributors. That's what it boils down to.
Wouldn't it be better to just get a 3D printer?
Yeah, right? You can make me some mags.
Shit. you were just talking about that.
You were talking about this, man.
God.
Well, for one, as Dr. J was saying earlier off the air, you're not going to get a quality magazine from a 3D printer.
It's not going to hold up.
You can get a one-shot, one-use... You get something you can use effectively.
But why are these things called printers?
Because they're printers.
They're not fucking printers.
No.
They're like
how
plastic
does it
lathes.
Work?
It's still a printer. It's the same thing as a regular ink printer.
No.
Yeah.
It's just imagine Star
Trek. No, it is a printer because it's the same thing. You can go, I've watched those car shows where they put a big old block of aluminum in that deal and they'll make a rim out of it. It's
a
printer.
Isn't that more like
a
laser engraver, though?
CNC machine.
Right,
like,
CNC.
Yeah.
Well, it's still printing, you know, a set of data into reality.
Yeah,
but it's not
what
print.
I effectively created reality last night.
It's a carving. It's carving. It's a plastic CNC.
So is a printer. All you're doing is carving ink onto a paper. It's the same thing.
Is a piece of paper going to make an effective magazine?
This whole 3D printing thing is fucking stupid to me. I don't know. I don't fucking get it.
Member of Anonymous.
I'm not a member of Anonymous, jackass.
Now it's not Anonymous anymore, darn it.
What, they changed their name?
Yeah, it's called Out in the Open. out of the closet.
They've done so many good things. I don't see why you have such a fucking problem with them. But
I don't have a problem with Anonymous. I have a problem with Occupy, but I don't have a problem with Anonymous.
Right. Well, Occupy just... Their initial... Their reasoning was good, but then
it was like
they don't have a fucking reasoning. It's just a bunch of hippies gathering and not showering. That's all it
turned out to be.
And raping one another in tents.
Yeah, for fun. I can just see the South Park episode with Cartman plowing through the hippies. that was great with the drill.
Oh shit.
That was a great episode, and that reminds me of Occupy, but...
Yeah, it lost its luster. It's pretty much pointless now, you know.
Occupy, Occupy.
Yeah, Occupy, Occupy.
Occupy, Occupy anonymously.
I always said Occupy D's.
D's nuts.
D's nuts.
Yeah, Occupy, Occupy Ball Street.
No, I like what Anonymous is doing. I would like for them to dig deeper and do more shit than what they're doing, because they started out real petty and now they're actually starting to do something.
Right. Yeah, they
like steal credit card numbers.
They don't fucking steal credit card numbers.
Right.
Well, you didn't like it when they put all the Phelps information up online?
I like
during the
that.
Whole Sandy Hook debacle?
They did that, and then just a couple weeks ago, they put up all the Federal Reserve people.
Right.
Up all their personal information.
Yep.
Those people have a right to maintain their privacy.
Yeah.
All they do is do...
They have a right to get the fuck out of our country, too.
I have a right to get shot by imaginary cop killers.
Yes.
Pretend shot.
Pretend shot.
Yeah, did you see...
I wonder if the same actors from Aurora and Sandy Hook were in the California shootings. That would be interesting to see if the same actors were in their newsreels there.
Right.
Wouldn't that be crazy to find out that it had the same actors? Like they think we're that stupid that they can put the same idiots.
Yeah, after we figured it out after Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
They probably wised up after our podcasting called Central Casting.
I don't know. They're not that smart.
He's a hard hitting interviewer. If it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for you, menacing boys.
For you pesky podcasters.
You meddling podcasters. One for you meddling podcasters.
And
I'm
an hour and a half in, there's our show title.
I'm Barack Obama. I approve this message. Dump it on the tablet.
They're like, I don't trust this Tyson guy, this Jesus Christ superstar with nightmares in his pillows. We should use the same actors.
Yeah. Where does he get off saying he has nightmares in his pillows? Well, when you used enough psychotropic drugs as I have, mister, you can come up with those ideas.
Yeah, no guns for him.
Yeah, exactly. Really no reason to arm me.
Put that man on the to-kill list.
Yeah. Come get Zach. Answer it. You can't kill me. I am me.
Milan Lame!
Like Charlie Manson always said, you can't put me in here. I'm already in here. You're in here. I'm out there.
Hey, so where are we at on Ask an American, man? Has he put up episode 4 yet?
I don't think so. Huh. I have no clue where we're at. I know he sent his last ones late, and we did them, and I sent them back, and that's all I know about.
I think I sent them back. I'm not sure. We did them. Get on that, Adam. Where's episode 4?
Yeah, I know you did them, because I remember seeing your tweet.
What tweet?
The tweet that you sent them.
Oh, okay.
Mother,
It's been a while since we did them. I don't know.
I don't even remember what they were. Oh, they were the history question about World War II.
Oh, yeah.
Spanish Armada and some other bullshit.
Yeah. That was one of the questions. All 10 of those were one question.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I guess we decided there's going to be 8 episodes in this season. So we're halfway through.
This season. And then kicking us out.
What is this, some kind of network bullshit?
Oh, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to be done with it.
Yeah.
Probably see if Dixon Cider wants to do it or somebody else. I don't know.
Yeah.
2 seasons is enough. Like, we've played our cards.
Mm-hmm.
Rode that horse as far as it goes.
Let somebody. There's plenty of other podcasts that will probably jump at the opportunity to do it. So
then you sold that horse to Burger King.
We've roared that horse.
Flame broiled.
So what's up with that? I've seen and heard little
the
tidbits.
The horse meat.
Yeah,
we've Sandy Hooked that idea.
That means if Adam likes the Whopper, that means he eaten a horse. Big old horse cock in his whopper.
Now that sounded like a dirty horse cock coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, it was. It was dirty.
Walked right into that one.
No, it was funny because I told my wife, I said, I hope you don't want to go to Burger King anymore. She goes, why? I said, you don't want to know. She goes, is there horse meat in it? And I go, oh, you read it? She goes, I didn't read shit. Are you serious?
I'd say, who cares? It's protein. Well, they're made out of meat. If they weren't made out of meat, we probably shouldn't eat them.
What's the difference? You're eating fucking pink paste. What's the difference?
Horse meat, we're going to get up in a fucking tizzy because, now there's horse meat in there, but not all these fucking chemicals and shit.
I mean, pussy and I make cats.
Well, I think I know McDonald's, their burger is only fucking, 20% meat anyway.
Yeah, the rest is all that fucking joints and cocks and buttholes and everything
shit.
Else.
All beef patties.
Fucking blended up into
all
a
beef patty special sauce.
Special sauce.
The sauce is not the back sauce, it's something else. Fucking whatever the beef is made
special
out of.
Special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, I made a lot of those in my day. High school.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we ate the fuck out of those.
Man, I remember working at McDonald's. We used to create sandwiches.
Yeah,
my personal favorite,
bacon Big Mac.
Well, the
that's how I got fired from McDonald's.
Take a quarter pounder, 2 pieces of quarter pounder meat, and a grilled chicken, and 8 pieces of bacon,
and arch sauce.
A quarter pounder. And then you put a piece of cheese and 3 pieces of bacon, then a grilled chicken patty, then a piece of cheese, then 3 pieces of bacon, then another quarter pounder patty with a piece of cheese and 3 more pieces of bacon on the quarter pounder bun.
With arch sauce, right?
With arch sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you want to talk about something that'll bring you out of a coma? Yeah. You eat that sandwich, it'll instantly alter your cholesterol level.
It made the McGangbang its bitch.
Yeah. Or we'd have a one-piece deluxe. It was a chicken McNugget wrapped in bacon, wrapped in cheese.
Deep-fried.
That was the best. You call back. I like to have one piece deluxe, and then me and everybody else that worked there knew what that meant. Big hook, and then handed out the side door.
Yeah. Like drugs.
Yeah,
it's like a fucking the black crack rock.
McDonald's sandwiches. We were fucking Ronald one burger at a time.
Oh shit. Well, I think we're a little beyond our legal limit here, so we're going to wrap the show up. Any last words from any of you fuckers?
Vini, vidi, vici.
What?
Quoting a movie.
Yeah.
No.
Have another drink of Crown there, J-Dub.
Actually, that's Latin, but...
But isn't that on
Julius Caesar?
I know, but didn't they do that in...
I don't think it's a TV show.
V for Vendetta. Isn't that part of that?
Well, they may have done in
Morganson.
We're not movie com here. We we're not movie experts.
I don't know.
I have no clue.
I know it's flat out Latin. It's from Julius Caesar.
The like stop Christianity and its tracks.
Okay.
Quote Dr. J. For me.
That's my thought for the day. Stop Christianity and its tracks.
Oh, Pope already did that shit.
Yeah, he quit.
Jesus was the original.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Peace. Jesus, catch you on the flip side, bitches.
Jesus is the original Christopher Dorner.
Yeah. He's going to the Jerry Sandusky summer camp.
I would like to see a picture of Jesus being
off of Sandusky for
Don't drop the soap.
He meets all the criteria.
I'd like to see Jesus get butt fucked in imaginary hell. That's all I could say.
So there's that.
Alright, you go to thegaragecast.com, check out GarageCast. And if you don't know the fucking story, look it up. Go to Ask America Again Now. Check out their shit and go check out the Oath Keepers. That's from GarageCast.
Don't do meth unless it's good.
Yeah, don't do meth.
Unless it's good.
No, do crack. Don't do meth, man. No, meth's all right. Meth is bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah, if you want your teeth, it's bad, dude. Oh, you can do meth all you want. Man.
Oh, Jesus.
How is that for your statement?
Tyson pulls out his teeth before I can even crack a joke. I got this one.
Yeah, I got this one.
Got that shit.
All right. Motherfuckers, we're BUI. Okay. Bye.
Fuck Jesus.